Václav Klaus was re-elected president of the Czech Republic on Friday. Mr. Klaus had been the favourite from the outset, but his re-election still took 2 three-round elections with deputies and senators in session for a total of 25 hours. And the elections were not without controversy. There were allegations of bribery, corruption, even mafia tactics, and a great deal of strong language on all sides. Ian Willoughby was at Prague Castle for the presidential elections and has this report.
Já velmi oceňuji i dnešní velmi důstojný průběh této prezidentské volby. Já myslím, že jsme se všichni.
Newly elected as president, Václav Klaus, a giant of post-communist Czech politics, thanked deputies and senators for a very dignified vote. "We've all learned a little after the last one," he said, in a reference to the obstruction and bickering that characterized the previous weekend's first election. This time out, his Civic Democrats, evidently confident of success, accepted the other party's demand for a public vote, meaning things went much more smoothly. Minutes after Mr. Klaus's victory was announced, the party's Jan Zahradil said he was satisfied with the outcome.
"I think that this is something we all hoped and expected. Of course, it was harder than we expected for the first time. I think that the first vote last Friday was rather unfortunate, a bit too more tentative. But today it seemed to be okay from procedural side, so I think that even the parliament, both chambers of the parliament today showed that parliamentarians are able to elect the president of the republic in a rather distinct way."
141 of the 279 lawmakers present raised their hands for Mr. Klaus in the third round, meaning he won by 2 votes. One of those votes came from MP Evgen Snikili, a Social Democrat. He had been summarily expelled from his party's deputies group earlier on Friday for going against its policy of supporting the challenger Jan Švejnár. Social Democrats chairman Jiří Paroubek put the blame for Mr. Klaus's re-election at his door.
"I think that the main factor was political corruption, because the difference was very close, practically 1 vote, and this 1 vote is former Social Democratic deputy, Mr. Snitiri, who is now supporter of Mr. Klaus and voter of Mr. Klaus, and it was the reason."
The absence on Friday of one Green Party deputy, Olga Zubova, who said she was ill, also helped Václav Klaus win a second term, as the Greens were backing Mr. Švejnár. The party's deputy chairman, Andrej Liška, says he too was exasperated by those who had switched allegiances late in the day.
"I'm very sorry, I can hardly find words how sorry I am for us all politicians to give such a bad message to the public. I do not know what was behind the change of the opinion of Mr. Snitili. I do not know who sent these letters with bullets. I find it very important that we were able to stay on the position of a public vote, because it contributed to the discussion and argumentation why anybody voted for Klaus or Švejnár. I think politicians should stay clear, be open about their motivation. Mr. Snitili, but also others who changed their opinion in the few last seconds, they are not able and were not able yet to say openly why they changed their opinion. I think this will have consequences for their political career."
Back in the pro-Klaus camp, the Civic Democrats' Jan Zahradil says the outcome of the election is good news for both the government and the country.
"Well, I think that it's a good sign, because first of all, it means the stability of the current government. Any instability and definitely election of challenger of Mr. Klaus, in my feeling, would pose such a danger. Any instability within the current government could lead to a instability of the whole state, which in the light of our upcoming presidency of the European Union would not be a very good situation. So I think that this is a good proof that the Czech Republic is on track, that no internal political crisis is underway, and that we'll be able to fulfill our foreign duties.
Perhaps there isn't a political crisis, but a strain has been put on relations between the biggest and smallest parties in the governing coalition, the Civic Democrats and the Greens. The coalition agreement doesn't cover presidential elections. Nevertheless, the Civic Democrats were furious with the stinging attacks senior Greens made on Mr. Klaus, who is sceptical about global warming, during the first election. They were also incensed by the Greens' 11th-hour switch to backing a public vote. Civic Democrats' first deputy chairman, Pavel Bem, has been one of their coalition partners' strongest critics.
There is no question that Greens probably did not support too much sort of a stabilization of the government itself, but this is reality, and I hardly can say anything else. There is no alternative towards the future. There is just this three parties coalition government, and we have to respect that.
For his part, the Green Party's Andrei Liška says the hotly disputed election won't have a long-term impact on the working of the government.
We were very open about the presidential election for months, almost a year, actually since the negotiations about the coalition agreement. And I think, well, the coalition will stay as it is. I think the emotions will go away and the coalition will start to continue to work.
Finally, given all the bitterness, horse trading and accusations of corruption, isn't it time to change the system and allow the Czech public to decide the next president? On this question, Social Democrat Jiří Paroubek and Civic Democrat Jan Zahradil are in rare agreement.
I hope that the next election of the Czech president will be a direct election and election of all citizens of the country.
I think so. Personally speaking, I have been always supportive to popular vote, even before elections, last elections in 2003. I have publicly said several times that we should shift from indirect vote to a direct vote. So we will see whether our experience from last week and this week will lead us to all lead the parliament to change of the constitution.
The impetus for a public vote could evaporate once the dust has settled on the elections just gone. In any case, it's a matter for the future. For now, Václav Klaus is looking forward to being sworn in as president for a second time. By the end of his term in 2013, Mr. Klaus, a former finance minister and later prime minister, will have been in the forefront of the Czech political scene for an incredible 23 years.
Ian Willoughby with that special report on the re-election of Václav Klaus as Czech president.